Episode 637, Raise Your Standards.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. Jump down, turn around. Today is your day. It is. It's a gorgeous day. It is Saturday. It is the weekend, maybe, hopefully, if you're listening to this. But you know what? Any day should be the weekend. If we would bring the energy to our weekends, into our week, can you imagine how you could shift your life? Seriously, think about that. We get so excited and we talk up the weekend that we just kind of get through the week. I want you to think about getting that energy and carrying it through every single day. It's time to raise your standards. I'm so excited that you're here. Get comfortable. Take those shoes off. Get into whatever zone you need to be in. Turn, you know, take out the kids' batteries. Seriously. I mean, don't you wish they had batteries sometimes? You could just take them out and they'd be quiet for a long time and you could get done everything that you want to get done. So take out their batteries and it's time to focus on you. You're going to raise your standards. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution, just for you to keep your life simpler as you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. You know, we really want more out of life, but we don't think about it that way. We think about only what we are expected to think about. So think about it, because we're doing a lot of thinking today. How you grew up, how you were raised, the background, your parents, their expectations of you, the experiences in your life as a child up through high school into college. There were things that actually began to shape who you are. And as you got older, you began to make actual decisions. And your decisions were based on not always what you really wanted, but they were based on the expectations of what others wanted of you. Maybe you grew up in a family that expected perfection, like I did. Maybe you were one who always had to give the 110, 120%. You always had to be the first chair at this. You always had to be the lead role. You always had to be top of your class. You were the high achiever. Or maybe you were one who struggled and you didn't have a real solid family. Things were really stressful. And maybe things that were expected of you were, I just need you to get through this because that's what you do. I just want you to get by. It's okay if you just get by. In our life and how we make decisions is based on our experiences, our mindset. And I'm here to really kind of shake you up a little bit. If you're wanting to amplify your life and elevate where you are, you must raise your standards. Many times over, you find yourself in situations that corner you. You feel trapped. The quick fix is to get out fast because you don't like it. You feel uncomfortable. So what do? We lower our standards. We lower them. But how has lowering your standards served you? Think about it. How has it helped you become an incredible woman of impact? How has it helped you build your business? And how has it deepened your love for your husband? Lowering our standards is a way to feel good in circumstances that make us restless and unsettled. It's the easy way out. We don't like to have this nervousness, anxious feeling, this almost fear, the fear of whether it's unknown or known, we don't like it. Our body has a chemical reaction internally. Our hormone cortisol goes wacky. Things begin to happen. They shift. Sometimes we gain weight. Sometimes we want to eat more. Sometimes we want to starve ourselves. Everything begins to shift. You see, humans want to feel good. We want to be happy. You want to feel good, right? You want to feel happy. You want to feel like this is a life, the best life ever. If you want to break it down, We lower our standards as a defense mechanism, protecting what we know to be safe and secure. It's the comfort zone, belonging to something instead of being ostracized. We don't like to be uncomfortable. We don't like to be like, oh, outside of the box. We want to be what? Calm and peaceful. But just because you're in that emotional state doesn't mean you are pursuing your best selfie. You may think you might be. Why? Because of your past experiences, how you were raised, decisions that you've already made, the outcomes of those decisions, good or bad, the circumstances that have played out within your life. But that doesn't mean that you're pursuing your best selfie. If you want to amplify your life, you must raise your standards. You must stretch yourself. Give yourself permission to grow, to be comfortably uncomfortable. Now that's a mouthful. But growing and stretching yourself is a commitment. It's a lifelong journey. God did not put you here on earth to be status quo. I know, shocking, isn't it? You are so amazing. You need to realize that. You have this spark within you, this something special about you. And if you're working towards everyone else's standards, it's only going to lead you to regret. How do you really want to live your life? Do you want to live your life happy and regretful? Or do you want to live your life on purpose and happy? There is a difference. You control you. You decide who you want to be. You commit to your best selfie. You take aim on what you want to change. Action ignites motivation. You do it. You ignite your life as you raise your standards. So what do you want in your life? Don't think about what has happened in the past. Don't think about whether or not you've had a great 15, 20 years of marriage. Don't think about, oh, I have two children expecting my third. Whatever your story is, stop thinking about that story. And I want you to think about you. What do you want in your life? As a woman, it's easy to put us on the back burner. Because why? We are expected to take care of everybody else's needs first. We're expected to have certain things done within the household. Obviously, it comes with, you know, your lifestyle. For example, like in my lifestyle, my husband likes to do the laundry. Woo! Point score for me. I love that. I treasure that. I appreciate that. Because how many stories have I heard over and over again? Well, my husband would die if he had to do the laundry. So I want you to stop for a moment, and I want you to look at your life, just your life. Block out your children, even though you love them dearly. Block out your husband, even though he's a masculine, amazing man that you just can't let go of. You're madly in love with him. Block out your business, whether you're in the corporate world or whether you're building your own business right now from your home. Block it out. I want you to block out any commitment that you have. The only exception to this is God. Because ultimately, in my opinion, he's a part of you. You can't block him out. Because if you do, I'm telling you, he will come screaming at you. He finds a way. And sometimes we don't always like the way that he finds. But his way is always a perfect timing. So I want you to block everything else out right now. As much as you can, I know it's difficult because you're like, you don't know what my life is. No, I don't know exactly what your life is. But what I do know is that you were created on purpose for a purpose. There is a spark. There's a dream within you. I'm asking you, what do you want in your life? What do you dream for yourself? Dream big. Because that spark in you says, I want more. I want more than where I'm at. But maybe I don't know how to get there exactly. But I want more. I'm tired of being put on the back burner. I have this book that's burning inside of me. I want to write the story. I want to help others. I want to impact the world. I have this amazing gift of cooking, and I want to share my recipes with the world. You want more. What is that? You ignite your life as you raise your standards. Stop dropping down to the floor of everybody else. It's time for you to raise your standards. Raise the ceiling. Get bigger. Go bigger. Dream harder. Dream bigger. This is your life. This is your life. It's not anybody else's to live. But you have to start somewhere. And you have to begin the conversation with yourself. Then we begin to bring in the other players within your life. The husband, the children, fitting everybody in. You see, we all go through seasons of life. And there is a time and a place for everything. But there's always time to raise your standards. I don't want you to settle. You're a woman of impact. You're incredibly talented. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And it's time that you stop putting yourself aside and raise your standards. Join in the conversation. I want to hear from you. Drop me a note. You can go over to createyournow.com and you can click on podcast. It's real easy. That's probably the easiest way to find it. Click on episode 637. Leave a comment in that section. I want to hear from you. Or maybe if you're a little too shy, and which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I still want to hear from you. Contact me via email. It's my direct email. It comes right to me. It doesn't go to some stranger. It comes right to my inbox. The person that you're listening to right now reads it. Nobody else does. Only my eyes. It's not something that I'm going to sit here and plast all over, you know, social media or put you on. No, I'm here to serve and help you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. It's time that you step in to what God's design is for your life. It's time to raise your standards because he's already done it for you. Are you in the game? Join in the conversation. I can't wait to hear from you. Make it an incredible weekend. Take the energy that you gained this weekend and you carry it into the week ahead. This is your life. How do you choose to live it? What's your living legacy? Have an absolutely incredible day. You matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.